Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. It is good to have you with us. It is good to have you with us tonight. We welcome you. We're going to go live now to the Facebook stream. Welcome all the believers over there. Good evening, community of faith.
Hello, community of faith.
It is good to have all y'all with us. And this guy is talking. Now it's turned down all the volume time.
Echoing.
Sounds like we got an echo, 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 echo.
It's so good to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday evening.
It's a wonderful Tuesday evening right now. And hopefully, Brother Dan Cottle, hopefully you're all having a good night.
Hi, Felicia.
Felicia Eicher, how'd you turn out for weather, ma'am? My mom said she got 3 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah. And then she was talking about going over to see my sister, and I said, well, Mom, don't be driving if there's 3 inches of snow. She says, well, it was 70 degrees the day before, and so she said when the snow hit the ground, it didn't stick to any of our roads. They were all still hot. So that's the best time to get your 3 inches of snow, when the roads are all 70 degrees hot. But I heard that You guys are supposed to have some pretty cold temperatures down there. And there we go. We're getting there.
We're getting there. And my dad said they were just getting ready for the windstorm we've been having all day.
Wow, our wind chill right now is 25 below zero. 25 below zero.
It's been pretty much straight across all day.
Yeah, this is a regular old North Dakota
squall.
Calling it all day. It's 3 below zero with a 25 below zero wind chill. So that means we got some wind. But in the next week, there are 3 or 4 days that we get below freezing. Opelika, Alabama does not need 3 below freezing. We're glad you're here, Dan and Gwen. We love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being a part of our life.
Amen. Thank you for being a part of our life.
Thank you for being a part of what goes on here. Mm-hmm. See if I can get all the apps turned off. I need to get turned off now. I still can't figure out who gets on my phone and opens up all these apps like this.
I think it's Ripley.
It's Ripley.
You're looking for Chewy.com.
Ripley on Chewy.com, you're in trouble. Chewy.com. Well, it looks like all the folks have now been invited. Tonight's going to be a good night. Last night was a good night. Hey, Roger Oxy's already
always
with us.
A good night.
How'd you get here so soon, Roger? I didn't even get a link sent to you yet. You were my next one on the list.
I sent it to you. Wanted to make sure it was here.
So welcome, Brother Roger. Love you, man. Always good to have you with us.
It is. I still don't see him here.
Well, only the special people can see him.
Apparently.
There we go. And one more. And one more.
And one more.
Every night is a good night. Amen, Francetta.
Hi, Francetta.
Amen. It's always good to see your smiling face, Francetta. So, except tonight, what you got one big plume of hair over here for? What, you want to say hi to everybody? You want to say hi? Come here. Come here.
Having my airtime, bud. Are you getting used to having airtime?
There he goes.
Tell everybody I got to go for a ride.
Hi, everybody. Stop to sing with Dad. La 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 la. Right? God bless America. Land that I love. Oh no, I'm getting stage fright.
Tell everybody I just had a peanut butter sandwich for dinner. Yeah, he had a peanut butter sandwich for dinner, huh?
Finally, we get to see the quiet one.
The quiet one.
Brother Allen, welcome. Brother Roger Oxy, Felicia Eicher, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, welcome everybody. It's always good to have all ye all with us. He does have a smiling face, Francetta. He's a happy dog. He truly is a happy dog. Sherry and Randy.
Having pizza sticks with pepperoni. God's blessings to you too, Roger. Briefly, Aunt Felicia said you're so handsome.
You are so handsome. Don't let it.
Like, I know.
Don't let it go to your head though, Buster, because in this house there's no big-headed people. Okay.
You know you're cute, huh?
All right. So, how's everybody's doing? How's your day turn out? If he scrolled Chewy, he should be happy.
Yeah.
Well, he laid in the carpet this afternoon with a really big smile on his face, so I'm going to have to figure out how he gets my credit card number. Huh? How'd you do that, Ripples?
It was saved in his phone, wasn't it?
Oh, it's saved in his phone. We now realize we have to take the phone away from the dog. So, how's everybody doing tonight? It's always good to have you guys with us, whether it's a cold night or a hot night, whether you've been busy or you're sitting around the house. We got a really good word for us today. And a good word to get us started in this new year. And you're going to love this. Hopefully, your notebook's coming together. Hopefully, studying the new, reading the Bible like we are is coming together for you. I want to say this again about us reading the Bible. Pause. You say something.
Don't. Good evening, Rebecca.
I cooked that for 2 minutes, and it's lukewarm.
Can you repeat it?
It might be better that way.
All right.
I don't know. I'll let you know.
All right.
Must be my big cup, or the microwave's getting weak. One of the two. But the chronological Bible, I said it earlier today at noon, but everyone is fed. The house is picked up. Most goals met, so it's a good day.
That is a good day.
Wait,
everything just, in order.
Just having them kind of goals makes it a better day in itself right there. Now, on the Read the Word, those of you that's on the Hear the Word thread, I'll continue to post those links in there. I'm also posting it on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, and on the Community of Faith page. It's been interesting, the response that I got from people saying, wow, I've always wanted to do this. I'm going to join you. And it's like, now here comes another whole group of the family, and they're joining us in Read the Word.
Yeah.
So let me give you a couple ideas here. Number one, when you see our post, you're going to begin seeing these letters show up in the title of the post. NP means noon prayer. What are we meaning for the night program?
EP for evening program.
Evening program. Hmm.
You haven't changed it yet, have you?
No. Okay. I'm just wondering about the wisdom and the great intellectual process.
NP,
noon prayer and evening program.
Evening program.
All right. Maybe somebody give us a better name. Anyways, the purpose of it is so we can distinguish the differences. And you can tell, since we've only got one set, I've been thinking about getting one of them pull-down set walls so that every program has its own set.
Wow.
That's a good idea,
so
isn't
then
it?
Then they would easily recognize.
Then it could be easily recognized.
Yeah.
We got to just figure out how to make a green screen work.
A green screen?
Yeah, because then you put whatever you want on the green screen that's behind you.
Okay.
You know how it is when somebody's talking to you about something that you don't know anything about? You just get that blank look, and it's like, I don't know what that is. What are you talking to me about, a green screen? BFT. Bible and fellowship time. That's too funny. Well, and each one of our shows got to get its own name. So everybody keep praying. I don't want us to just think one up. We have to hear from God. But I honestly, I haven't got a better name than the live stream. But they're all live streams.
They're all live.
So... What are we laughing at? I was laughing at Leanne's face. Not that she's funny looking. She...
Thank you, love. Your face brings a smile to my too.
It's just interesting at times. I can tell that she's reading something, and then the look on her face is like, that's too funny right there. Now I don't know what's in front of your face, what you're looking at. But
what if we did like IBS, like an interactive Bible study?
IBS,
interactive Bible study,
Bible and fellowship time.
Yes.
All right, so on every program you're going to see LSEPBFT. Well, anyways, I love the word. You know,
we do love the word.
Here's the reality, guys. God's doing a big thing amongst us. IBS stands for something else.
It does.
Well, that's what you got to be careful, because just because it sounds good to us, we got to make sure that it's not meaning something really bad on somebody else's side.
Oh, I never hear a football. Okay, so we won't use that. Thanks, you guys, for cluing us in there.
Thank you, Rebecca. This is why you have to have the whole body functioning, because...
Okay, everybody knows irritable.
I didn't know.
Except me.
I didn't know it either, so thank you. You guys, please make sure you always cover us there, because just because we don't know and you know.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like the one time Dr. Barkley kept making this one statement. He used this one word for about a month. All of a sudden, somebody said, Pastor, do you realize what you're saying? He goes, they said it back to him. He goes, no, what's that all about? They're like, well, you're using that word wrong. So the next time we was at church, he said, all y'all are getting rebuked tonight. And everybody's like, uh-oh. And he's like, you let me say that word wrong for 30 days? On every radio and TV program? Are you serious? And none of you stepped up and said, Pastor, do you realize what you're saying? That's the whole body. Thank you. Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Well, there's probably a medical condition for just about any abbreviation you can come up with. But anyways, I like the idea of a different set for every program.
Yeah, that's good.
Not sure how that happens, but hey, you know what? It's, you never know. So next time you show up, there might be a new set sitting there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't cost that much to make. I mean, Sister Kathy, the Planets, her studio was like $2 million, but
yeah.
That's a little bit higher tech than what we got.
What if I just change the poster board for each program?
Everybody that's looking to sew into the new set, you know, just contact Sister Lynn and see what you got. It's going to be a good day. All right. Well, we missed the pledge this morning, so let's make sure we used to do it. Dad used to say, don't abbreviate things at me. We missed the pledge at noon, so let's make sure we get it in tonight.
All right.
We'll get started. I got a really good word for tonight, and I want everybody to be able to be tuned into it. And, you know, when we start the new year like this, I want to get some very specific messages preached. God has given me a couple of assignments this year, and I'm going to get them happening. So one of them is the book of Revelation. We are going to go through the book of Revelation together. I'm looking at right now, that would be the second week, the third week of January. We may go through the book of Revelation in our evening program. So everybody hang on to your hat band. We're going to make this happen if we can.
Like the third week of January. Did you have lessons already?
Why not the third week of January?
Well, why not?
Does it have a specific set of letters we got to be careful about? 3WJ. Is it okay? I want to know. Is it okay? Here we go. Are you ready? I'm so glad you guys enjoy having fun together. I really am. Thank you for being a real people and having a real laugh about you and yet being mature people and growing up in God. And God didn't take our fun away. God didn't save us from fun. God saved us from sinning while we're having fun. And you know what you find out, really? You have a lot more fun when you don't sin.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about nothing. You just good folks having a good time.
And he's the one that gave us peace and joy and laughter.
Amen. Keep preaching.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Rise together with me. We'll make our pledge of allegiance. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of everyone who today will stand somewhere in memory of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join with me and sing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet now we'll say the pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. To all of my brothers and sisters in the cross, let's make this declaration opening prayer with all the boldness you can muster. Bring it right out of the depths of your innermost being. Like the Father was sitting here watching you beat the snot out of the devil. You ready? Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now, all of the authority that belongs to us in you, Jesus, we come together in the prayer of unity, and we speak and we declare tonight, may God bless America. May God bless America. Speak these verses of scripture with me tonight. We're proclaiming them for the angels to grab a hold of and bring them to pass. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious anointing oil on the head of Aaron, running down the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life evermore. Thank you, Father, that you are doing a mighty work in these believers, in this gathering of believers, this ecclesia, the body of Christ, the church of the living God. We speak over our brothers and sisters all over this nation tonight. Wherever there is anyone standing up for truth, standing up for liberty, standing up for righteousness, for the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, we declare that we are all working in the unity of the Spirit and we're in the bond of peace. Father, may people who don't even know what they're doing and saying be working in the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We're now going to speak about our Father. Everybody say it boldly. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Father, we use our grace right now. We declare revival in Washington, D.C. Revival in the executive branch. Revival in the judicial branch. Revival in the legislative branch. We declare that there's revival in our governor's office, revival in the mayors of our major cities. We speak revival of righteousness all over this nation. Bless the fivefold ministry that is leading this great nation. Deliver us all from the foolish and ignorant men, because not all men have faith. We speak it done now in the name of Jesus. Now, let's receive the gift that God's got for us this evening. Remember what? He himself, Jesus, gave these gifts to us as men.
Amen.
Ready? And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Say it, I receive the gift.
I receive the gift.
Now, Amen. I want to say this to you guys. I receive the gift that's in every one of you making this program happen.
Amen.
How cool is that? Verse 14. That we should no longer be children tossed to and fro by with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint
supplies, according to the effective working,
by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now make this declaration boldly inside yourself. I bring my supply to this body, and we all grow
together.
We still got our toes together. I command you to be edited and to stay edited in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say, I agree with the pastor. Amen. Father, today we bless all of our peacemakers around this nation. Oh, sir, we say this every day, but we're serious about it every day. We bless them in their line of duty tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless them that the first weapon they draw is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May there be revival in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guards, our Secret Service. May they look at the President and say, no, we ain't doing that. That violates the Constitution. We can't do that. We rebuke you. Stop doing that. May our men and women of law enforcement look at corrupt leaders and say, you'll no longer have corruption. We're peacemakers. and our nation be brought back to righteousness.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We ask for angels to show up wherever there's riots. May the angels show up and stand in the middle of the street and just wave at them and cause them to run scared to their basements and hide in terror like the Old Testament when they see the mighty warring angels of God. We speak peace. We ask for peace. We bless the peacemakers, and therefore you, our God, will bring peace to us. On this day, we bless every wounded warrior.
Yeah.
And we speak healing in your body, healing in your soul and in your spirit. We speak healing to Brother Chris Timmer right now. We speak healing in his back, healing in his body, soundness in his mind, great courage in his soul, the soul of a warrior, and the revelation of Almighty God of how to take the next step in Jesus' mighty name. Angels of the Lord, every warrior has a guardian angel. And we ask you now in Jesus' mighty name to bless those guardian angels. And they're to bless those warriors with great peace inside of their being. Say it with me. Trauma, your power is broken.
Your power is broken.
Lift your hands and say, I'm a peacemaker.
I'm a peacemaker.
And trauma is broken from my life. I will not be afraid. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say it like it's the first time you ever said it. Say it with 250 years of God's blessing behind us. And every great patriot in the great cloud of witnesses speaking it with us. Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. In the name of Jesus, long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Father, tonight, in every place where there's an abortion clinic and someone's getting ready to end their child's life, in the mighty name of Jesus, may they come to their senses.
Amen.
May they come to their senses. May abortion clinic workers come to their senses and just walk out and say, I'm not doing this anymore.
Amen.
May those who fought so long and hard to see this change, may they be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Lord, we need you in our nation. We need you. We want you here. You said righteousness exalts a nation. And we ask you to help us right here at the Community of Faith with our efforts to raise the level of righteousness, to raise the level of righteousness and see this nation brought to you. Thank you, Lord, that our prayers are heard in heaven and their words are only heard on earth. Our prayers have divine empowerment. Their prayers just bounce off the walls, or their words bounce off the walls. And we give you glory and honor, Father. Help every person that's deceived and confused by this. Help them to come to their senses and see what the truth is.
Amen.
We speak this now in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Father, for our brothers and sisters that are with us, we pray for Audrey, who lost a cousin today. We pray for the Brindley family, whose brother Chalmers in heaven now. Pray for the Johnson family. I pray for Carla's family, Lord. I pray for the group, Big Daddy Weave. You don't take no more of our people. I bind you, you foul spirit of COVID. We rebuke you now in Jesus' name. We command you to release your grip.
Amen.
On Francetta's granddaughter, on anyone that we know. We rebuke your power. It is completely broken in the mighty name of Jesus, and we call on the power of the Holy Spirit inside of us to put us in the right place at the right time in front of the right people so that we can see people delivered from
Amen.
This mess in Jesus' name. Bring healing. Bring health. Bring strength. We pray for Ben and Brother Dennis Johnson. I pray it for all of our friends, Lord. May they grow and be strong because of you in their life, in Jesus' mighty name. Father, beyond our understanding, some people don't get it. Beyond their understanding, we speak life and health to Kathy Angaroni and Mary Pastorick, recovery of this, these strokes. Complete recovery.
Yeah.
Total use of your body. All of your nerves functioning right. Your brain completely healed with any effect. We speak life and life more abundantly to these who are dealing with autism. We command your life to be free from this.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Our brother Al's back, Lord, we give him. We pray right now. We just speak it again. Healing and the revelation of how to have the healing and keep the healing in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our time together tonight, Lord. Bless each of these who come. Thank you, Father, that Jesus prophesied that to whoever has revelation, more will be given. And you've given it to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Tonight, we give you glory and honor and praise for it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray right now. Amen and amen. And amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen, Rebecca. Phyllis K. Raymond, that's a good word. Sunday Geyser, welcome. Casey, welcome. Good to have you, Layaway. And tonight I expect you to take notes and turn them into your mom, and she's going to check them for punctuation and spelling. It's your new English lesson. You listen to pastor, you take notes with references, and then she checks you for your punctuation and spell. But at least you get to hang out with cool people for English class. You can't say ain't as much as I do, but hey, it'd be all right. So welcome, everybody. Somebody shout glory or something.
Glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Preach and pray, Pastor. We give God all glory and praise. Amen. You're a blessing. You are a blessing. Phyllis, we love you. We truly love you. Now, I wanted to get done. I wanted us to be able to have this much time tonight. I want to talk about the beginning of our year again. And so I'm going to start YouTube up. And I'm going to kind of preach, pray, and talk all at the same time for a few minutes here. Because I've been instructed by our dear sister Phyllis. Preach, pray, and talk.
Preaching.
Thank you, Phyllis, for telling me to talk. We love you, Phyllis. You're a blessing to us. So, let's talk about 2022. I am rewarding you. This is our theme for this year that we're going to be functioning in all year long. And I really want to get us all to a point where we're speaking it every day so that we can see this come to pass in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we get this right out of the book of Revelation. I've been sticking it in here into the comments. And we're going to get it into the overhead projector. I keep calling it that. It's not what it is, but the PowerPoint. I want you to start really meditating in this thought with me. 2022, I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. And then don't miss these two words that he gave us right here. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I encourage you to begin to speak that in faith. Answers come to me quickly. Why? Because you want the answers to come to you quickly. You know, one of the things that we got to learn about God is he's not a God that sits around and waits. He's a God that's always moving. And so then he said, I am the God of answers and the God. So he's going to continually be bringing us to the immediately in the Bible. He's going to be showing them to us. And then he's going to be saying, why don't you let me do this for you right here yourself? Now, in the one reference in the New Testament about them being out on the Sea of Galilee and Jesus calming the storm, it says when Jesus got in the boat, they were immediately at the other side. Not only had he walked across the water to them, when he got in the boat, they were translated to the other side. Say it with me. Translate me to the other side. Translate me to the other side, Jesus. So that's our theme for the year. And now here's our verse of the month. I want to be able to get both of these in. I want you to be able to see them. And every month, God gives us a verse of the month. Here we go. The verse of the month for January 2022. I am your exceeding great reward. I am rewarding everyone according to their work. Genesis 15, verse number 1. I command you to work like you are designed to work. Now, I am... After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your exceedingly great reward. Now, if God had said to Abram, I'm your reward, that would have been good. If he said, I'm your great reward, that would have been better. But look what he said. I am your exceedingly great reward. And then when you study Abraham's life, all of a sudden you see God was Abraham's exceedingly great reward. Revelation 22, 12 through 14. Behold, I'm coming quickly. My reward is with me to give everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I want you to spend this month saying, God is my exceedingly great reward. Write it in your notebooks. Put it up on the wall. Put it on your mirror. Get it in front of you. Because God is our exceedingly great reward in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's our theme and our verse of the month. Now, let's talk about our next process, which is reading the Bible through. This is a very powerful thing to do, and I'm making a commitment to do it the whole year. I'm going to get this thing done the whole year. I'm going to have 365 days of reading the Bible, and we're not going to miss one. I want you to make that commitment with me, and I'm making it real simple for you, because you might say, well, I don't read fast. Well, open your Bible and let me read fast and you follow me. Now, if you read faster than me, I don't know what to tell you.
Slow down.
Because it's going to be a good year all year long. And the Bible is going to come alive to us in a whole new way. And you're going to be loving every minute of it. And I just encourage you, make the commitment. Make the commitment. Get serious about this. And I'm not saying you're not serious. I'm just begging you. That's not right. I'm beseeching you. That's what Brother Paul would say. I am exhorting you, and I am beseeching ye, therefore. I beseech ye, therefore, my brethren, that ye shall join with us, and that thou shalt be glad, and thou shaltest be wonderful. See, I can't even talk that way. All right. He's our exceedingly great reward. Hey, Sister Sunday, welcome. To those of you on Blog Talk or Blog Talk YouTube, welcome. We're glad to have you with us tonight. So I encourage you, set that aside. Set that time aside. Some of you might be a little challenged at first putting aside that. It's going to end up being 25 minutes usually for the word. But you know what? Put this away. Quit your mindless scrolling. Now, wait, I want everybody to realize something. There ain't a one of us that's above the mindless scrolling. I saw it again today. I was on there looking for a specific person, and I'm checking posts of these kids and their dad and seeing how things are going for the memorial service. And there was this guy on this bulldozer. Oh, my Lord, was he doing an amazing job.
And there you were.
But I was bold and strong, and I only listened. I only watched about 5 or 16 of them. Wait, I want to encourage you. The battle is real. It is a real battle. But you and I are going to win this. And I encourage you to just continually put the distraction away. When you go to the book of Matthew, and Mark and the parable of the sower. Jesus said, if you don't understand that parable, how are you going to understand any of them? Because what it's talking about is with the same measure of effort you use to understand the word, God's going to match it and then raise you 30, 60, and 100-fold return. So study the word. Shut the rest of that stuff off. I was talking to my mom tonight, and she's like, did you see what's going on in Israel? I'm like, no. But I don't watch the news. If the world starts to fall apart, somebody will post something on Facebook, and I'll see it. And so then what are we going to do? I'm like, what's going on? She's like, well, Iran tried to bomb the American base in Iraq last night.
Really?
And everybody's got a big smoke screen over here doing this and that. And the Russian Navy has their ships along Israel's shoreline.
Wow.
Now listen. If you don't know what that means, Russia's coming out of the north to take over Israel. Everybody's looked at Syria above Israel as Russia will come down from the north. But Mr. Russia in the north has got ships staged out in the Mediterranean Sea. I said to my mom, well, we were getting ready to study Revelation, but maybe we won't have to because the trumpet's going to toot and we're going to scoot. This is not a day to be playing religious games. It's not a day. This is not a day to be acting sort of kind of almost maybe righteous and holy. This is a day to dig in and move on up in God, because we're in the last days of this dispensation of grace, the last days. And everyone you know needs to see plenty of posts about God and Jesus, and he loves you and he wants you to he wants you to come to him. This is not a day to be on the edge and have any bitterness in your heart. This is a day to get yourself completely free of absolute. Wait, the old religious statement is, well, get yourself as free as you can get. Oh, no. Get yourself completely free. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Indeed. They are not wise. That's right. But they don't realize it. They're carrying out prophecy. And they don't know. They're carrying out the prophecy and they don't know. And so I just encourage you, get yourself connected with us this year and just dive into the things of God. Just make yourself stabilized. Make yourself do it. Tell yourself, stop having them crazy attitudes out here. I have a gift, and God wants me to use it. Look at this. I was going through my notebook this morning in prayer. I haven't been through it in a while. I was going through this notebook. And I want to encourage you, I only have 4 messages to preach tonight. But I found this that I wrote. I don't know who was preaching. Somebody was preaching. But I found this. This is very interesting. Somebody write these verses in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. This was a prayer I wrote to God. Before you, God, my Father, formed me in my mother's womb. You, God, my Father, knew me. You knew me. My parents asked for a son and promised to give him, that's me, to you. You answered their prayer. I wrote this prayer to God. Before I was born, you sanctified me and you ordained me. This is good. This is what you and they did to and for me. Empower me to do the work you sent me here to do. I delight to do thy will, O Lord.
Wow, I love that.
Pastor, what does that mean? That means that means you are designed by God to get something accomplished here on this earth. You are. It is the will of God. God saw you in heaven. And before you were formed in the belly, he puts you in your mama's womb. And he's got a plan for you. And that plan goes beyond anything you've ever seen. Now, don't worry. This is not my message. I'm just working real hard to get to that point where I say, and now for tonight's message. That's why I put those verses of Ephesians in there. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. That's Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The more you and I boldly proclaim that set of verses out of Ephesians chapter 4 together, the more it'll get down inside of us that we have a place in this body that nobody else can fulfill. Nobody. And it is of absolute importance that you, every time you come here, bring your supply. You know, I don't know everybody that's here tonight. For some reason, my comments aren't coming through again like they have, like they sometimes do. But here's the reality. The bottom. Hey, stop your talking there, dude. But here's the reality. You and I have got to find our, come to this realization. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a missionary. Whoever you are, you have a place in this body. You have a supply you bring to this body. That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. So, I'm just going to go off of the like list. Casey Eicher, you have a gift from God. Leanne Cottle, you have a gift and a supply from God that you're bringing tonight. Phyllis K. Raymond, there's a supply that you're bringing to this meeting tonight that nobody else can bring. Dan Cottle, Gwen Cottle, you are bringing a supplier that nobody else can bring. Felicia Eicher is bringing a supply. Rebecca Smith, you are bringing a supply tonight that nobody else can bring. Maxine McDowell, you're bringing a supply that nobody else can bring. Amen?
Amen.
Becca Chapman, or Odell, we haven't you in a while. We understand you're probably in the background listening, and we understand with them grandbabies, and we bless you. But you got a supply you're bringing. I'm bringing a supply tonight as a pastor, as a teacher. I'm bringing my supply. But you have a supply that matches my supply. And when you believe God for me to say good words, and I believe God for you to bring your supply, we are joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies. And what do we do? We cause effective growth in the body. And the Bible says it's for the edifying of itself in love. Sunday Geyser is over here on YouTube. Somebody else, Sister Elaine DeVille is with us in YouTube. Here's the reality. You guys are bringing a supply. Now, if I didn't say your name, Roger Oxy, I see you're here. And I'm not seeing everybody, but it's all right. You are bringing a supply to the body of Christ, and that supply is of absolute importance. Brother Al Barton, there you go. Francetta Gross. Francetta Gross. You have a supply. Amen. And listen, I receive your supply. I receive it. You receive my supply. I receive your supply. And then betwixt the bunch of us, we get a big thing accomplished in God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. And no, that wasn't my message. Casey wants to call Blog Talk?
Yeah.
All right, have at it. Blog Talk is open for any of you to call anytime. If I'm preaching a house fire, I might not answer it right away, but as long as you're focused on what we got going, Blog Talk Radio is always open. Now, for tonight's message, has anybody seen what our topic is today? God is doing a new thing. Let him do it.
Amen.
Don't resist him.
Amen.
God is doing a new thing. Let him. Don't resist him. God is doing a new thing. Let him. Say it with me. Do a new thing in me, Lord.
Do a new thing in me, Lord.
Do a new thing in me tonight, Lord. Now, so write a couple of these statements down tonight. This is right out of my notes. I got good notes tonight. I don't see you calling, Casey.
Dan gave him the number. He wanted you to say it.
Well, it is okay. Write this statement down. Out with the old, I'm now being bold. Out with the old, I am now being bold. You might say, Pastor, I don't know if the world can handle me if I'm more bold than what I already am. Well, the righteous are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah that is on the inside of them. And you don't need permission to be bold in God. Can I get an amen from anybody?
Amen.
Yes. Out with the old, I am now being bold. Out with the old, I'm now being bold. Now, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Verses 32 through chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews 11, 32 through Hebrews 12, 2. Now, I know I'm where we're at, so I'll give you a little time to get it written out. Here we go. Out with the old. I am now being bold. That other verse that I was given was Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no one pursues them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And I just know that all ye all this year are going to get real bold. And in your boldness, you're not going to be obnoxious. You're going to be bold. Amen? And that boldness is going to cause you to be able to accomplish some things you've never done before. Ready? Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession like we do every night. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
Oh, I just said it again.
I believe what the word is.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I will not call your word it. I reverence it too highly in my life. I'm serious. Ready? I'm going to read what's on the page now. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says.
Because
I am.
He is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making his word.
Is making his word.
Come alive in my life tonight.
Come alive in my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of God.
And plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my heart.
Producing a hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my soul and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Hebrews chapter... Did he call? Here we go. If you're calling, I'm looking, but I missed it while I was reading. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe when she had received the spies with peace. And Rahab the harlot made the faith chapter. That's a pretty high level. What more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets. You notice King Saul missed it? He died as one having never been anointed. He's not in the faith yet. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. Guys, this is what you can do with faith. You and I are reading right now what you can do with faith.
Amen.
Faith is the victory that overcomes this world. Faith is. And God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek faith. Hebrews 11:6. Write that verse in there, because some people are going to need to see it. That other one is 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Now, where was we at? I'm in verse number 5. Women, or 35. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they may obtain a better resurrection. Still others had trial of mockings and scourging, of chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains, in dens and caves of the earth. All these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God providing something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Did I miss it? Okay. Chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Anybody want to say with me? Lay aside the weight. Drop the weight by January 8th. We're making it poetic. Lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Now, verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Say this with me. Jesus did it all and called it joy. Jesus did it all and called it joy, that he might reach you and me in our lives. Now watch this. I love the word. What we've just posted a minute ago is, out with the old, I am now being bold. One of the biggest reasons any of us ever have weakness or failure is we're holding on to some form of weakness.
Yeah.
Drop the weight. Paul said, we're running a race. Drop the weight. They used to train with weights on their legs, and you learn to run with weights on your legs, and it helps you build your muscle, build your stamina, build your strength. I've done it many times when I'm training. But here's the reality. When you get to the race, you drop those weights. And you find out how to be free from those weights. so that they will not slow you down and ensnare you. Look at what it says, chapter 12, about halfway. And the sin of one which so easily ensnares you. How's your fast going? My food fast is going good, but this one is turning out to be a challenge. Can I get an amen from anybody? I see Sister Misty Nash said she was getting off Facebook for a while. Somebody else today said they were fasting social media. Well, I encourage you to fast social media, but don't fast us.
Amen.
Right? Because every message we give this week, this month, this year is going to be absolutely on purpose for us to go to the next level in God. You want to say it with me? I choose to drop the weight. I choose to drop the weight.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm on that no sweets too. I'm doing good with that. That doesn't seem to have any grip on me at all. But this, oh my Lord Jesus. I choose to drop the weight. Say it with me. Jesus, make all this weight go away. Are you overweight? Just ask him. Ask him. You healed the leper. Say it with me.
You healed the leper.
You opened the blind eyes.
You opened the blind eyes.
Make all this fat go away.
Make all this excess fat go away.
Wait a minute. If Jesus can heal a broken heart,
yes,
and Jesus can heal cancer and AIDS, and Jesus can raise you from the dead, Jesus can help you lose some weight. I stand in agreement. Out with the old, I am now being bold. You gotta get bold. You gotta get a little Rocky Balboa. You gotta get your fight on. We're in a serious battle now, guys. This is war like we ain't ever seen war before. Because they're in our streets now. They're perverting our way of life now. They're corrupting our way of life now. And you and I got a sign of the cross and the name of Jesus, this thing, so that they can't destroy what we know as America, free to worship God like we want to. You ready? I got another. So number one was be a hero in the hall of faith. Be a hero in the hall of faith. You look at these people that's in there, all they did was when the situation arose, they stepped up to it and did it. I mean, look at Gideon. I'm not going to turn there. But if you want to read the story, it's in Judges chapter 6. So if you add that verse, that's cool. Just put Gideon, Judges chapter 6. Gideon was hiding in a wine press threshing wheat. God looked down from heaven and said, check that guy out. He's got enough faith and action to save the old man. And then Gideon, with 300 men, destroyed an army of 100,000 men with 300 men. Why? Because God doesn't want it to ever be in our hands. He wants us to keep it in his hands all the days of our lives. Can I get an amen from
amen.
You? So, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. You want to say it with me again? God, do a new thing in my life. Amen. Now, let's go to Hebrews chapter 3.
That's a good statement, Felicia. Drop the weight of overweight, drop the weight of trauma, drop the weight of religiosity, drop the weight of judgment, drop the weight of condemnation.
That's good. Yeah. That's really powerful right there.
It is.
That's very powerful. That's nailed. Nailing it right where it's at. Yes, that's that story where God said, you got too many, you got 30,000, I can't win the war with that. And Gideon said, well, go home if you're scared. And then God said, you still got 20,000, that's too much for me, or 10,000, whatever it was. And he's like, yeah, but it's not too much for me. And God said, but it's too much for me to win the battle. All right? So now what? Now.
Oh, good. Thank you, Dan.
I missed it.
I just wrote Gideon chapter 6. I forgot the judges part.
It is Gideon chapter 6. That's what I always say, too. All right, we got a caller. Is this layaway?
Hello?
Evening caller, you're live on the air. Who are we talking with?
Layaway.
Hi, layaway, what's happening?
Hi, layaway.
Nothing much. Got a question.
Nothing much. All right, what's on your mind?
Is 2022 on layaway?
Is 2022 on layaway? I don't know. What's your thought process?
It's on layaway.
Is it? All right, what's your next line?
I'm old.
How old?
My next line. 50, about to hit 60.
All right, then. Are you saying that about me or yourself?
Oh, me. How was your day?
Our day was good, and yours? It's you have to talk up a little bit, buddy. Nobody can hear you.
I worked all day. I help run a cleaning business.
Yeah, I can't understand. All right, hang on just a second. I'm gonna come back there. I'm gonna put you on hold for a second. Cause I gotta find another way to hear him.
Yeah, he couldn't hear him very well.
I don't know that it would work. All right, so let's go now to just stay right there for a minute. Don't hang up. Stay there. Let me see if I can work something out. I'm going to work on something. I'm going to have Sister Leanne take us to Hebrews chapter 3. And I'm going to have her read this, 3:19 through 4:3. Now, I don't usually read this much, these many verses, but this is very important for us to hear what God is saying to us today. We just got to have him talk a little louder. That's all, Felicia. It's okay. We're all right. Everybody all right? No, don't do that, Sam. That's not the right thing to do. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 19 through 43. No, 19 through chapter 4, verse 3. 3. That's all right. We'll get it. And wait, while you're fixing, we got to go back farther than that. Hold on. It's verse 7 through 4:3.
3,
7-2-4-3. Because here's the thing that we're talking about tonight. God is doing a new thing. Will you let him do it? But here's our challenge that we face every time, guys. We're faced with the fact that we got to let go of fears. We got to let go of cautions. We got to let go of reservation. And as Sister Felicia said, drop the weight in all those different areas. That's a powerful post. You're playing right into the message. Drop the weight of overweight, if you are, of past trauma, religiosity, judgment, or condemnation. Those are very powerful words because that's going to go right into what I'm saying for the rest of the evening. She spoke that by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, how cool is that? I think that's really cool. Now, can you read them verses?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome. We're glad to have you. We're going now to Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through chapter 4, verse 3.
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Bummer. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living word. So unbelief is actually considered an evil heart, not believing God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. There's the second time he's saying that. This is really important.
Don't harden your hearts. That's right. Here we go.
For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with them was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? See, for so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Wow. It's pretty plain, isn't it?
Yeah. 4:1, therefore, since a promise remains for entering his rest, a promise remains for entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest. As he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
Why?
Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
And how many times did he say, they shall not enter my rest? Yeah. And then how many times did he say, do not harden your heart? Now, this is what our theme is, our topic is for tonight. God is doing a new thing right now in your life. Will you let him? Everybody's like, well, of course I'll let him, Pastor. What do you mean, will I let him? Yeah, we'll let him.
Hey. it just now dawned on me what Chris said. They close on Friday or sometime next week. Woo!
Come on, Chris.
They got their house. Hallelujah.
Come on. Glory, hallelujah. All right.
That is so awesome.
So we got all kinds of stuff happening here. And the word is going to be good, and I'm not going to miss it, but let's do this right now and worship the Lord. Brother Layaway and I are going to sing, For You Are Great.
There you go.
You ready? Sing with me, Layaway. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Hey, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got to speak up. You got to get more strength in your voice so we can hear you.
I got a mic, a headset on.
Got a mic?
Yeah, a headset.
All right.
And
pull
I
that mic in close.
Okay.
All right. What's happening now? What's your question?
Why is it dark outside?
What did you say?
Why is it dark outside?
Why
is the darkness
is dark
on layaway?
Outside?
Is it on layaway too? Knowledge.
Knowledge is not on layaway. Knowledge is front and center old. Amen. Somebody say,
amen.
Thank God for knowledge is fine right now.
Ooh, it's cold outside. Can you do me a favor?
What?
Can you pray for Golden Corral to come back?
Can I pray for the Golden Corral to come back?
Yeah,
if there's
it.
Ever a restaurant that I would pray to come back, it would definitely be Golden Corral.
Will Golden Corral close?
Because that's
it
a great
shut down
restaurant.
By my house. It shut down by my house, and now I can't go eat it.
Oh, no.
And we're talking about dropping weight. And Layaway is asking us to all go to eat at the Golden Corral with him.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, so how's school going?
It's beating me up.
It's beating you up? All right,
yeah,
whenever you need real answers, just call me and I'll help you.
Okay, is school on layaway then?
No, I got answers all the time, buddy. They're not just on layaway.
Well, most of the time I'm working. Because I'm homeschooled.
I couldn't hear that last statement.
It's a good thing that I'm homeschooled because I can work in the process and make some money.
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you need something to cut your grass?
There's no grass here.
Just make sure you call James and Sons Blanca. We'll cut your grass.
That's awesome. Is it still growing this time of year?
No.
No.
But we'll still cut it. We'll still cut it if we get paid.
Yeah.
I want $100 and I'll cut your grass.
All right.
I'm always trying to make that money.
All right, man.
Money? Does that mean my money's on layaway? Knowledge. My money's
knowledge.
On layaway, too.
Knowledge is good for you, buddy. Now,
can I work today for free?
Let's put it into tonight's lesson for you. You need money.
Okay.
And you got good, strong arms to do work. Now you just got to use your faith and say, Lord, bring me some more work. Everybody
right.
Say it with me. Lord, bring layaway some more work.
Yes, Lord,
bring layaway more work.
Now, help him get his schoolwork done before he does the work, though.
Please, no. I'll make a deal. Are you an Alabama fan or a Georgia fan?
I'm a Michigan fan.
Who do you think's going to? Well, Georgia beat up Michigan last week. So not to play. So who do you think's going to win the national championship?
God.
What type of football fan in Alabama or Georgia?
I don't know, buddy. I don't know who's in there this year.
Alabama and Georgia.
Well, you always go with roll tide, so Georgia's going to lose.
I'm ashamed of you. I'm ashamed of you, Parker. Go Dawgs. I'm ashamed. Alabama's not a good team. That's why they have an elephant and we have a dog. Our dog barks and talks and has an air conditioner for our house. Our has heating and air unit.
All right, well, I got to get back to the lesson.
All right. I will talk to you later.
All right, talk to you later, buddy. Love you. Stick with us. We'll come back to you in a little while. All right. Now, everybody that's with us, I'm glad to be able to do that and be a blessing to Layla. And somehow, God's going to help us be able to have another deal that's running right alongside of this and is helping and touching these young people's lives.
Yeah, amen.
Now, it's in my sights. It's in my heart. I love kids. I love young people because if we can teach him to cast a demon out at his age, he's never going to submit to the devil all of his life.
Amen.
And there's no better time to learn to walk with God than when you're a young person. I know I started walking with God when I was about 12 years old myself, and been walking with him ever since. And so thank you for being a good family to our brother. And we appreciate you sharing your children with us, Felicia. We're not just friends with you. We're friends with them. And this is a family, and we're going to continually build it that way. Want to say it with me? Lord, help us move a mountain.
Lord, help us move a mountain.
We just read everything those people did by faith. And you and I are going to see this thing happen by faith right here out of the community of faith. God, you know how to make it happen. And we're looking for it now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Don't you want your kids to be trained like we are? I do. My kids are getting good training right now, where they're located. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm asking God for more. Now, let's get back to our lesson. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 7. Look at what this says. As the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Here, use this one. Do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. Now, you might say, Pastor, I come here. I don't have a hard heart here. You don't have a hard heart. And this is why I'm giving us this verse, because I've seen something in this chapter in the last 2 weeks studying it that I've never seen before, ever. All right? I want you to go down to 12 and 13. These two verses are rocking my world right now, And I want to share them with you because I want you to be as strong as I am. I want you to have every revelation that I have. And I want you to be able to walk down the street as bold and strong and confident, as free as what I do. Now look at this verse, Hebrews 3:12-13. Remember what our thought is for tonight. God is doing a new thing. Let him. Be bold. Get rid of the old way. Verse 12, brethren, beware lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now watch. But exhort one another daily. Exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. There's very few places in the Bible where we are instructed by the Father or by another spiritual leader that we should exhort one another daily. That's what verse 13 says. Exhort one another daily. Well, what are we exhorting each other on? Lest there be in any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Now, just follow me for a minute tonight because I'm going to give us a couple more verses. And one of the things that you and I've got to continually do is tell our old life, you're not coming with me. You're staying back there. You are called dead. Dead. You and I are buried with Jesus in baptism and raised to a new life. It's called dying. Six. Go with me to Romans chapter 6. What did he say? How is unbelief look as? How is unbelief? What you got to do is try to outguess Siri.
Yeah.
I think what he's saying is, what does unbelief look like? I think that's what, that would match his statement. I don't want any of that in my life. Amen. Brother Dan, let's look at this. 6. And let's read verse 5 and 6. And 7. And 8 and 9 through 12. 5 through 12. That's a good question. All right. What does unbelief look like? And I don't want any of that in my life. But let's look at this. Verse 5. Romans 6, 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death. Say it with me. Jesus died for me. Yeah, that's right, Dan. It was compared as a wicked heart. So you don't want this evil heart of unbelief in you anywhere. And what it says is you're departing because of the deceitfulness of sin. Not necessarily that you're sinning, but that sin is continually hammering you, trying to get you to grab a hold of it rather than to grab a hold of faith. An evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. When I saw that, and when I saw how many times it said that in Hebrews chapter 3, I'm like, man, hold on a minute. And then it says that we're to exhort one another daily. There's not too many things in this New Testament that we're told to do daily with somebody else. Speaking the truth in love, we're going to exhort one another daily. Don't be hardened. Now watch. This is so good. Mm-hmm. I just hope I can get it all out. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Say it with me. My old man died. Don't raise him from the dead. He's dead back there. But let him stay dead. Amen?
Amen.
Let the dead stay dead. It's like the man who, him and his wife went to Israel on a trip or the Holy Land. While they were there, she died. And, you know, they were senior citizens, lived together their whole life. And she died in the Holy Land. And he went to the, you know, of course, they got to send her to a place where she could be embalmed. And everything. Is it mother-in-law?
Yeah.
It was his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
That makes the joke better.
Yeah.
Anyways, they got to the mortuary, and they said, now, sir, there's a couple things that we can do. If you send her back to the United States, it's going to cost you $5,000. And and I'm not messing this joke up. And he said, but if you leave her here, you could bury her here for $250. And what would you like to do with her? He said, I'll just soon take her back to the United States of America. And the person at the mortuary said, well, that's unusual. Many people would consider it a high honor to be buried in the Holy Land. And the man, without even hesitating, said, yeah, I heard about a man that was buried here and came back in 3 days, and we can't take that chance.
I thought that was funny.
Oh, goodness sakes alive. Wait, how far are you guys in the leg? We'll see in a minute by how many laughs go up, all right? Watch this. Say it. My old man is dead. But see, if we're not careful, that verse,
Hi, Mary.
Mary Pastrick. It's good to have you with us. We're having a good time. Hang on, Leah. Well, I'll be here in just a minute. We're having a good time. I got to get this out, all right? Watch this. Say it with me. My old man is dead. Now, let's read verse 7 now, or 6. That we should no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe, I'm in Romans 6, verse number 8.
Oh.
If we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Look at this verse. Death no longer has dominion over him or over me or over you. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, also you reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Stick to preaching and leave our good jokes to real comedians? Verse 12, quickly, no more from Sister Phyllis. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. Well, if we go back over here to Hebrews chapter 3, it says that you would be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin to obey its lust. Now, this message is not about lust. Not about lust. This message is about do not be hardened with the deceitfulness of sin. Let's go back to Sister Felicia's list she wrote when she was prophesying by the Spirit. When she wasn't a prophet, she was speaking by the Spirit a word of knowledge. Drop the weight of overweight. Drop the weight of past trauma. You can't deal with the trauma unless you caused it in any other way to get free from it. But look at this one. Drop the weight of religiosity.
Amen.
Now, what is it that he's saying to us? The old man is dead. As I'm teaching you every night and you're seeing this revelation, you got to look inside yourself and say, I'm leaving the old man dead. Don't resurrect the old dead man. He's dead, and therefore sin is dead. Now, let me deal with a little religiosity deadness. You sing songs of doubt and unbelief, but you speak words of faith. That's going to put a twist in your spirit that you got to find a way to get through. If you speak songs of death, destruction, and failure, and you're not going to make it, and you sing those songs, when you come back over here with your sheet of paper that's got the word on it, and you're speaking your words in faith, on the inside, you're trying to bring the old dead man back to life. And God's trying to give you new abundant life. And you got to let the old man dead, and you got to look at the deceitfulness of sin. It's not you going and robbing a bank or lusting after someone that's not yours. You got to start. We've got to all, not you. We've all got to start looking at this thing saying, oh, my Lord, I got to get my life right. Ready? Let me deal with an issue that we'll deal with for a whole month. All right?
Quite an issue then, huh?
This is a very major issue. We're not going to get it done tonight. But I'm going to hit it and... like my old friend Chalmer that's now in heaven, we're going to hit it and then get it. We're going to hit it and then go. Watch this. Have you ever made the statement, I had to harden myself to someone so they wouldn't hurt me again?
Yes, I have.
Let's try it again. It wasn't overwhelming shouts of joy coming from the thread. Let's see if we can say it a different way. Have you ever made the statement, I've have to harden myself, protect myself from so-and-so? You and I cannot harden ourselves toward people and have a heart that's soft toward God. And there ain't a one of us that haven't done this. Pastor, I don't want no hardness of heart. I know, because right here, this man was prophesying. And he said, verse 13, in Hebrews 3:13, exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest in any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. He calls it in verse 12, an evil heart of unbelief. But what has been said many times and has actually been taught from pulpits is it's okay to be hard toward man as long as you're soft toward God. The only problem with that is there's no biblical process by which you can learn to harden yourself toward a man and soften yourself toward God. You can't show me that verse in the Bible. Because God, yeah, God usually requires us to become soft-hearted. Will the Lord move us from one teaching to another? Sure he will. Not quite sure what that's all about.
Does that mean you don't like this one and you want to move on?
Does that mean we're done here, Mary, and it's time to move on? I mean, come on, guys. I want you. You got to look at this. In this set of verses, we heard him say three times, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Now, some of you right now might be feeling a severe hesitation inside your being going, wait a minute. I've had this wall up for a while. You ain't going to get me to just tear that wall down. We shall overcome. Amen, Roger. Why are we here, Pastor? Because God's doing a new thing. Right now, he's doing a new thing in every one of our lives right now. And the only thing that's stopping it from coming to pass is you and me. And something on the inside of us. God never asked us to be hard toward anybody. God asks you to humble yourself. God asks you to love the ones that don't seem lovely. God said, if you and I are going to have faith, we're going to have to, it's got to work by love. And here's what we got to learn to do. We got to learn to not put up walls, but just keep proximity right.
Yeah.
Right? Just keeping everybody in the right position where they're at and even loving the unlovable in that position. One of the toughest things you'll ever do is obey the Bible. Now, wait. Hang in there, Leah. Well, I'll sing your song with you. I got to get this out here. Watch this. If I can dig this verse up. Somebody find me that verse where Jesus said, do good to those who spitefully use you. See, when you start looking at this, Paul said, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you. This is verse 12, Hebrews 3:12. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now, you ready? Let's do this. Like Mary said, I did, and they used me again. Well, maybe what we got to say, Mary, it's not that they used you again, but you did right no matter what they do. Now, I know right now what we're dealing with, okay? I know I'm hitting a pretty touchy spot in a lot of people's lives right now. But God is wanting to do such a major thing in our life. It's important that every one of us continue to look at ourselves in the mirror of God's word and say, wait a minute now. Paul was prophesying by the Holy Spirit of God that we were to exhort one another daily. Thank you, Dan. Matthew 5:44. Everybody turn there. Matthew 5:44. Let's just look at what Jesus said. Because you and I have got to do what the Bible says, because God's wanting to do big things with us this year, and he can't do big things if we're on the wrong side of him.
Wow.
Can I get an amen out of anybody?
Amen.
It's okay. Use the chainsaw. You're teaching us the strongest way. Well, Mary, Holy Spirit's leading us. The Holy Spirit is leading us. And it is being a very severe blessing. It's been a very severe blessing. 43 through 48. Matthew 5:43-48. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. God help us. Do not look up. And sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you more than the others? Do not even the tax collectors do that? Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Did you see who we're supposed to be perfect like?
Yep. Yep.
We're supposed to be perfect like our Father. Well, now, if Jesus said be perfect like the Father, guess what that means we get to do? We get to be perfect like the Father.
Amen.
I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Maybe that could be a very major breakthrough for some of us in our lives. Is doing good to somebody who's done us wrong.
Wow.
Wait. Do not throw anything at me tonight, okay? Because the wind's blowing strong up here, and it'll blow it right back on you, okay? So don't throw nothing at me tonight. Wait a minute. This is what you and I do all the time. You don't have an evil heart of unbelief. The only thing that tonight is doing for us is helping us to see, wait a minute, I can't protect hardness in my heart because God considers that an evil heart of unbelief. Say it with me. Hardness, get out.
Hardness, get out.
You are not welcome in my life.
Not welcome.
Not another day.
Amen.
Now, Jesus was very serious with the scribes and Pharisees. He put it to him. He took a whip to him. He called them snakes, vipers, and hypocrites. And yet he would still go eat at certain meals with the scribes and Pharisees. Certain meals. Didn't know you were in a windy city. We are in a windy wilderness with not enough trees to slow the wind down. That's why they've all been blown over and there's no trees left. Anyways. See, Jesus is telling us this is how you win. Maybe part of the problem some of us have is we're holding something against somebody from our past. Say, let the dead bury the dead. Do not drag your old dead man around with you. You drag somebody that's dead around with you, that's going to stink and that's going to be nasty. Next thing you know, you're going to lose a foot bone. There'll be a trail of bones following along behind you. Wait, don't drag the old man around and think that you're doing right. But I want to encourage you. You and I are some of the most radical believers there are. Yeah. And we look at something like this and we say, huh, well, all right, Holy Spirit, speak your will to us in our lives.
Amen.
Speak your will to us in our lives. We could use a few skyscrapers, like about 13 right there. I always forgive everyone. I will always remember them. You've got to. Here's the thing, guys, that we got to do. We've got to realize God is giving us breakthrough. And none of us have to prove nothing to anybody but him.
Amen.
Sister Leanne and I have been studying this now for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And we're like, oh, Jesus, help us. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Jesus. Because look at verse 48. Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. You might say, yeah, but Pastor, you can't make me go love that person. I got a word for you. I'm not going to make you go do nothing. You're not going to stand in front of me on the judgment day. You're going to stand in front of Jesus. And Jesus is the one that's saying, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. We got to just break all this confusion, because hardening your heart deals with other people. That's always about other people. That's not about you had a lust for a woman or a lust for a man or you lusted wealth or fame. That's not hard-heartedness for most of us. Most of it is because we got to deal with another human. Now, God never said, welcome that human into your innermost circle after they've done you wrong. Hug them and keep them close to you. He didn't say that to you. You got to have enough sense to realize that person is not mature enough to be in this close to me and to have conversation from me because they do me wrong. I will not let you in, but that's not being hard-hearted, and that's not holding them to their sin. That's just you and I's being wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Say it with me. Wise as a serpent.
Wise as a serpent.
But gentle as a dove.
Gentle as a dove.
See, gentle still allows you to love that person. But wisdom says love them from a distance. Because they're not safe. They've already proven how many times they're going to offend you and do you wrong. So don't go back around them. I was talking to Dr. Barkley about a group of people in my life. And it's like, Pastor, every time I get around them, they offend me. And they do things wrong. He says, well, why are you going around them? I'm like, he goes, yeah, keep stuttering. I'm like, okay, I see your point. I said, but if I have to be around, he goes, well, than be wise as the serpent, but be gentle as a dove. Gentle as a dove means I will give you the grace and the mercy you need to find Jesus. But you won't. It won't be a close relationship with me. It'll be my prayers. It'll be my love. I might send you a card with a $20 bill in it or a gift card so you can go out to eat. It'll be that, but I'm not letting you inside the door where you keep proving you're going to do me wrong. That's not hard. That's wise as a serpent. You're being wise, saying, wait, no. I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I'm hoping for you. I'll even send you a card and send you to a restaurant. But no, I'm probably not going to go out to eat with you. And if they say, wait a minute, you're seeing something I'm not seeing, as soon as they start growing in God, then you can go with them as far as they grow. If they stop growing, you got to stop going.
Yeah.
And what we're learning is how to be stewards of our own heart. You got to become a steward of yourself. You got to realize you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in the body. Never another day can anyone ever offend you. And if they can, it's because you got your feelings so far out there that you're letting people trample all over them. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. It
doesn't guard your heart. Don't do it. Yes, so you love and pray for that person at a distance. You can't keep fooling me with your goofy stuff. And if they ask you, why don't you ever want to be around me? Well, last time I was around you, you did this. Now, I forgave you, and I love you, but you're not going to do that to me again. Well, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Well, prove it.
Me too.
Right? There's nothing wrong with looking at people and saying, and if they start to do you wrong, just look at them and say, go away.
Yeah.
Don't invite them in your house because you got to go away. If you see them out, wait, everybody listen. How do I say this, Jesus? If there's somebody that's doing you wrong, don't invite them to your house. Because if you invite them to their house and you do wrong, now you got to kick them out. You see them in the store, there's nothing wrong with them. If God's telling you, love them, well, all right, I'll love them. But see, in a store, you can walk away. In a public place, you can get up and walk away. When they're in your house, you have to tell them to leave.
Yeah.
So you don't invite those people over to your house.
Right.
But that's not being hard. That's still loving them in God. There's just some people in our lives you're never going to be able to be friends with because they refuse to grow up. And people who will not grow up and get over themselves, there's nothing you can do. You and I can pray everything we can pray. And at the end of the day, God is the heart fixer and the mind regulator. And if he doesn't do something, then it's probably not going to get done. Because they've got to make a decision to change. And there's some people that just don't realize they're doing you wrong. There's just people that don't know you're doing wrong. They just don't know. And sometimes when you come and say, do you realize what you're doing to me right now? No, I don't. And if they're like, no, I didn't realize I was doing it. Well, anytime they make a move toward God, you got to look at that room, move and say, thank God they're moving. Jesus, help them change.
Yeah,
and then watch God work on them. That's why I say, invite your enemies here. Send them a link. You might be surprised who's not your enemy, and they're just spiritually ignorant. Right?
Mm-hmm.
See, this verse, everybody look at it again, and then we're going to be done, and I'm going to sing a song with Layaway. Ready? Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. You are not mature because you graduated high school. You are not mature because you had sex with a human. You're not mature because you got married. How many people have been married that are totally immature?
Oh my goodness.
You're not mature because you own
children.
A because you own a business. You're not mature because you go to a church. You're mature when you're willing to accept accountability for your actions. And anytime any of us start pointing our finger at somebody else, well, I do this because they did that, you're the one that's got a problem. You got to deal with your problem between you and God, because you can't let it turn into this evil heart of unbelief. Let's read it again. Don't worry. We're going to be on this for a month, because we're coming out of this month totally in the presence and power of Almighty God in our lives. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to walk away from you. Your mouth is like a sewer. Wait, John Osteen one time, Dr. Barclay tells the story. There was somebody standing there. Somebody said, Brother Osteen, did you hear what so-and-so said about somebody else? And this is what Brother Osteen did. Na 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 na. These ears are not garbage cans. Go away. Wait, if you ever saw John Osteen, he's a man's man. And for him to do that to you, you done screwed up really bad.
Yeah.
One time they asked Brother Summerall, they said, did you hear what Brother So-and-so said about that preacher? He said, puke comes from a sour belly. And walked away.
Yeah, who else says that? When your baby is getting ready to puke, you don't turn him to face you. You turn him away.
Psychology told us all, well, in order to help people, you got to let them vent on you. No, you don't. Because as soon as somebody starts venting, they're pouring all of their vomit out on you. Love you, Chris.
Love you, Chris.
We're shouting glory with you.
Congratulations.
We want pictures. Send us pictures in the family thread, brother.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
Be to God. I might even call you in the middle of the night and wake you up, brother. We are in the name of Jesus. Now watch this. You and I have got to continually be working on our life. And if in our life, we're still talking about people, only people who talk about people talk about people.
Say that again.
Yeah. Hebrews 3:12. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Those are inspired words by the Holy Spirit, and he will inspire you and me to understand them. Now, everybody that came in here tonight, you came in here fired up in God, right? Mm-hmm. Every one of us come in here like, this is 2022, and I am winning. God is doing a new thing in me, and God has come to reward me. I am rewarding you. Just because we taught this, and now it's showing us a different picture about our lives, doesn't mean that that person you walked in here as changed. It means God has opened up another revelation to you. And now, over the next 3 weeks, we're going to pick this thing apart and crush it and get it out of our life. Because we're not going to be those that have an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. Who needs a psychiatrist? Well, psychiatrists are the ones that told us to listen to everybody and let them vent. No, if somebody is doing wrong, they don't need instruction, they need a rebuke. Jesus said, if your brother sins against you, rebuke him. Jesus said, if you sin against your brother, rebuke yourself. And nobody wanted to say these words because, ooh, that sounds like it's hard. Well, I'm going to tell you what's hard. Hard is having an evil heart of unbelief and depart from the living God the whole time you're wanting to be close to him. You're not evil, Mary. You're not evil. But you, what we got to do, it's not a hard heart. What you got to do is just say, wait a minute. I love everybody. Say it with me. I love everybody.
I love everybody.
Even the ones that do me wrong.
Even the ones that do me wrong.
I still love them. I love them enough to pray for them. Now, I can't let you get too close to me, and I don't like that, but what? I can't change it. So I'm not going to walk around sad. I'm not going to walk around depressed. I'm not going to walk around nothing because they choose to do something wrong. Why would I let that affect my wonderful life I'm living? I can't let that affect me. Pastor, that's just hard. That's not hard. That's wisdom. Wisdom says, you ain't messing up my good life because you decide to live a bad life.
Right. And if you're sad, Mary, that in itself proves that you don't have a hard heart. A hard heart is when you say all kinds of evil against them. You are bent on destroying them. And you're just determined that they'll never have any part of you no matter what ever again. And, you know, that's a hard heart. You're sad because the relationship isn't what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, and I encourage you not to be sad. Because if you're not sad, they're going to come around saying, what is up with you? They might be angry at you, but whatever. And you just look at them and say, wait a minute, the way you're treating me?
Yeah.
That's not how friends treat friends. And I'm not going to lose another night's sleep over it. I'm going to pray for you. I love you. But you're not going to mess up my good life by your bad decision.
Amen.
Otherwise, you're going to be crying, moaning, groaning about everybody. The devil makes sure somebody's in your life messing with you so he can keep you sad, brokenhearted, down, depressed, and underneath the load.
Yeah.
Because he'll bring you all those people that'll do that to you.
And if you stay sad for too long or let it take over you where you're completely focused on that or kind of obsessed in your thoughts over it, that can turn into a hard heart.
Oh, yeah, that will turn into a hard heart.
Yeah.
That will turn. I once heard that you can love someone even if you don't like them. Oh, yeah, you can. You have to. You have to love them. Because faith works by love. But I'm going to tell you right now, where we're going to get, you guys are going to get, you're going to get a boldness about you that confronts sin and sinful people while still loving them. Some of you might be looking at your own marriage going, I don't even know what to do with this thing here now that you're teaching me this. But what we're going to learn to do is we're going to learn to treat each other biblically like we're supposed to be treating each other. Yes, that's very true, Felicia. That's the destroy part of John 10:10. Yes, it is. Because here's, if you don't realize it, this is what the enemy's going to do to you all your life. If you'll be sad and cry because somebody hurts you, he will continually send you somebody hurting
you.
But if you get where you're like, shut up, you foul devil, in the mighty name of Jesus, I'm going to intercede for them now, and I'm not shedding one single tear for it because I'm not going to sorrow. Well, he ain't going to bring you somebody that's going to do you wrong because you're going to pray for them. Intercede for them. They're going to get their heart right with God, and he don't want you helping anybody get right with God.
For them.
And so what you and I got to do is we just got to learn to teach the devil, quit messing with my friends, and you quit bringing them people over because I'm not going to let somebody come over and continue to break my heart. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I am a very loving man. But if you're going to do me wrong, then I'm going to love you from a distance. And you can do your own stuff over there and keep it out of my good life because I have a good life. I know who I am in Jesus Christ. I know where my future is. I know I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. The joy of the Lord is my strength. But if you're coming over all the time making me cry, you're messing with my joy, and that means you're from the devil. Get out. For outreach at my church that involved a snack at an outdoor service, they looked at me and said, "You must be Baptist," and walked away. Today I heard a song, "Come and Dine."
Oh my goodness, Mary.
That's too good, Mary. Look at verse 13, Hebrews 3:13. Exhort one another daily. Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest in any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And sometimes we're going to have to look at people and say, "My brother, you're just hard-hearted. Sister, you're hard-hearted," and it doesn't match. That hard heart in you does not match the kingdom of God. All right. Oh, I didn't see the. Sometimes it doesn't all open up, Mary. I can't get to the rest of it. All right. But put all five verses of it too there. Put it all in caps. Amen. Footprints in the sand is when God's carrying you. And there's only one set of tracks, and he will carry you. Amen. And he will always be with you, and he will never fail you. Never, 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 never. Amen. And what God is trying to, where God is going to take every one of us is to the most bold, straight up front, kick the devil out person that you have ever seen in your life. Some of you have been harsh in your life. Some of you have been brash in your life. Some of you have been obnoxious. Some of us have been whatever, wrathful, outburst of anger. And we've called that boldness. That's not bold. All of those are sins. All of them. And so ask God to help you get free from that. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's pray, and then I'm going to lay away, and we're going to sing a song.
Yeah.
Ready? Everybody, let's pray now. I want everybody to say this with me. Matter of fact, lift your hands, and let's just worship you. Thank you, Father, for this testimony tonight from Brother Chris. Yeah. We've been speaking it. We've been believing it. We've been talking it. We've been proclaiming it and declaring it, and here it is. And now we declare this thing goes all the way through, and it turns out greater and better and grander and more wonderful than anything there is. We give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We command this thing to be done immediately, so this family can be back together in Jesus' mighty name. We declare that there is healing in Chris's body from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. Every bit of his spinal cord comes back in alignment. Every nerve, every cell, every tissue, every part of your body healed, Brother Chris. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, every person that has ever done us wrong, right now, we declare, according to your holy word, we forgive them. Everybody say this with me. I forgive everybody.
I forgive everybody.
Who has ever done me wrong.
Who has ever done me wrong.
I drop my charges against them.
I drop my charges against them.
I know that you're the God that forgives.
I know that you're the God that forgives.
And you wiped all my sin away.
And you wiped all my sin away.
So I forgive, Jesus.
So I
ask you to wipe their sins away.
Forgive them,
Lord.
Forgive
them. And set them free.
And set them free.
And give me wisdom.
And give me wisdom.
So I keep my heart,
so I keep my heart
right before you.
Right before you.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Now, let's go over here and get Brother Layaway to sing a song to us. What song you got, brother?
Okay. I want Miss Leanne to sing a song, actually. Want to hear the song?
All right.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
All right. Well, I don't have the words, so we'll let you sing it.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Keep going, that was good.
Okay, I want you to sing We Will Rock You then.
I don't know but, that one either. That's what
yeah,
we'll say to the, we'll
you're
say
from
it to the
80s.
Devil. Right? I'm a child of the 80s. Ready? We're going to say it to the devil. We will rock you,
rock
the rock of ages. We will
rock you,
with the rock of ages. You playing your air guitar? All right, give me another one. I got to find one I know.
God Bless America.
God Bless America, I like that one. You like that?
I'm
proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Because there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. You're not singing.
Cause I don't know what the words are. I only know one piece. God bless America.
All right, man. God bless America. And God bless
okay.
you. And God bless your dad for being out there on the road moving the stuff for it.
That's cool. I got a question now.
All right.
Can you shout out
quick
my mom?
We got communion yet. Go ahead.
Can you shout out my mom?
Shout out to Miss Felicia. Three cheers to Miss Felicia. Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hip, hip.
Hooray.
Hooray.
You're all right, buddy. You're all right. We love you, man.
I'll talk to y'all later, maybe, because my phone's about to die.
We'll talk to you again. All right, bye. All right. Now, yeah, let's pray for Francetta's cat real quick. Father, Sister Francetta has her hands laid on her cat now. And just like the Bible says in Proverbs, just like the Bible says in Deuteronomy, we're going to take good care of our beast and we're going to be good to them. And so, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to this cat now. What's the cat's name? Jordan. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're serious about our animals. You want us to care for the ones we have. And we speak to you, Jordan. Not only do you have nine lives as a cat, we speak to whatever this is to straighten out now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for you to be healthy and whole and strong and live to be a ripe old age.
Amen.
And don't run around in the road and all the rest of the good stuff and be a wise cat. And we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. Thank you that you love us and you love our animals. And we bless them now in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Sometimes, now I'm not a vet, but sometimes a cat just needs to lay there for a little bit and then they'll come right out of it. He's a cat. No, no. We prayed for him.
We prayed for him, and he is healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's not about being a cat. We prayed for him in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Kathy Marie Angaroni, you're going to have to go back and listen to tonight. This was a very good program. And it's been a little crazy around here, but it's really good. And we're glad that you're with us tonight. We're glad that you're here to be with us. And you're just in time. Wow, had a Cocker Spaniel that lived at a ripe old age of 22 years.
Wow.
That's a good long life for a dog. That's a really good long life for a Cocker Spaniel. This is a really good program. We're talking about don't have an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God. But the title tonight is God is doing a new thing. Will you let him? Will you let him? And we've had a great night discussing the Word of God. You'll thoroughly enjoy it. The YouTube video is available as soon as the program is finished. And it is just the preaching and teaching. So if you turn that on, you'll be able to listen to it. If you see any of those blue highlighted numbers in the notes of the program, and click on them. Those are timestamps that'll take you to very specific parts. If you feel like putting some timestamps in the comments, help yourself. Always welcome. Always welcome. In Jesus' mighty name. Sister Francetta, thank you for sharing your situation. And we speak life to your family. And health and strength to your family in the mighty name of Jesus. Are we ready for communion?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. No, I'm on. Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Wow, that's the first time my Bible didn't just open right up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive from your wonderful Holy Spirit in our life tonight. Manifest your presence. And your goodness to us now, right here, in this moment, in this time of communion. In Jesus' name we pray. Ready? Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. His redemptive work. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Wow. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. And there's no fear in the communion service if you come here to get closer to God. People have said, if you sin, don't take communion. They're wrong. If you sin, come and take communion. But examine yourself first, which is the process that every good Christian should be trained in every day. And then, according to the Apostle Paul, let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. In Jesus' mighty name. If you're new to us, we're going to lead you in the prayer of salvation. The prayer of rededication. Because you got to be right with God to receive communion. Communion is for those who are members of the body of Christ. You pray this prayer with us. In the next 90 seconds, you will be in perfect rightness with our God. Isn't that cool to be able to say? Ready? Pray this with me from the depths of your heart. Lift your hands to him. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every way and every day.
In every way and every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believed in you.
When I believed in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not.
And I thank you for it.
You for
Jesus,
it.
I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in
put
you.
Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right now, today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. You're now a believer. You're saved. You're born again. All those words that they said have come to pass in your life. It was the greatest prayer you can ever pray. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. Why? Because God never does something to you. He takes you from to. He just took you from fear to faith. We're afraid because we're in sin. Sin is going to receive a punishment, so that makes us afraid. But as soon as you're right with God, and you say, I receive him, then guess what happens? God fills you with the faith of Jesus. How cool is that? You just went from your sin, which can't be, and you just received all of Jesus' righteousness, which is perfect and beats every sin. You just received his righteousness. And now all your sins are washed away. Wow. You, the Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt that one into the family. And you're adopted now. You not only got a name change, but you got a DNA change. Your whole nature changed. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're a new creation. And all that old stuff has gone away. And you might even say, Pastor, how can all that happen in those few words? Because all you got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And you just did that. Now, what is your responsibility now? Is to walk with God every day. Pray this with me, Jesus. Help me walk with you every day of my life. And if you pray that prayer every day and you mean that in the depths of your heart, you will walk with him and he'll lead you through, you know, this is some very interesting last days. He'll lead you right through it because that's his place in our life. They put my email address and website in there in the comments so that you have the ability to get in touch with us. On the email, on the website is contact information and the communion elements service. And we would like to have you, we encourage you to start receiving communion every day. You can go right to the website and read it right off the website. You copy and paste it, put it in a Word document, in a note or something. And it'll be a blessing to you and to your family. They put my email in there, send me a prayer request, tell me your story, give me your testimony, ask me a question. Any way that we can help you walk with God, that's what we're going to do. That's what our place is. We have, well, we got over 600 videos that can give you instruction of how to live your Christian life. And we want to be a blessing to you in any way that we can. And so, we welcome you to this family that is known as the community of faith. Y'all come, like Brother Roger says, y'all come back now, you hear? Ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. Hold your elements up before the Lord, and we will bless them. Pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
By my words of faith.
By my words of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised,
for my
iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Say it again. I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body.
Jesus. In the body of Christ and in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. That you did it all. And you considered it joy. So we could find you. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of
where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged. My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, may our little buddy help his mom know where he is. Angels, you know right where the cat is. Lead her right to the cat. In Jesus' name. Or you might just want to be alone for a minute. We know how doting mothers are, though.
Yeah.
Ready? Let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Good night, Felicia. And lay away. We love you guys.
We love you guys. Thank you for being with us.
We love you guys.
And all the fun.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. We do.
We love you guys. All right. I'm not a broken record. All right. Now watch this. I got some interesting closing verses for tonight. Romans 6. 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, destroyed, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. That's good. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Matthew 5, verses 43 through 48. Amen, Phyllis. There are some verses, aren't they? Those verses right there, they'll keep you up. They'll keep you up. Well, so we're going to just read Phyllis's. Maybe we're starting something new. Phyllis has verses and I have verses. You ready? I'm going to read it. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And that's what the scribes and the Pharisees, or the Pharisees and Sadducees say. Because the law doesn't say that. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Oh, Jesus. Pray for those who spitefully use you. Oh, Lord. And persecute you. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? If you do good to those who do good to you, what reward do you have? Even the tax collectors. That was the most hated man in the community. Do that. Verse 48. Therefore, you shall be perfect. That is a very powerful statement. Even as your Father in heaven is perfect. He didn't even say, as I am perfect. That one says, as your Father in heaven is perfect, you and I get to be perfect with him.
Hallelujah.
I'm done preaching. I'm done with my final verses. Here's a big hug and a big kiss to everybody. So the just gets rain and the unjust gets hurricanes. Well, the reality is about the hurricanes is you and I as believers should stop them. There should not be a hurricane that ever makes land.
That's just wickedness.
Yeah, but the hurricane destroys the just and the unjust, and the just are not to be destroyed. We should be able to stop every storm. Now, if God says, no, this place is getting judged, then you should have been listening because he would have told you to get out of there.
I was going
to
say, don't move.
I got that one friend in West France that, well, he's in heaven now, but during Hurricane Katrina, a month before Hurricane Katrina, 30 days, God said to him, I want you to move. He had a oceanfront property. God said, I want you to sell this house and move. And in 30 days, he listed and sold the house and moved off of the beach and did not even know there was a hurricane. But he walked out in the morning and there's a big tree branch laying on his van. And when he drove down to his house, where his old house was, it was completely gone. And God, he sold that house and had money to move to Michigan. No, I agree with you, Felicia. It rains on the just and the unjust get the hurricanes. I agree. That is a good point. That is a good funny. May God just rip him to shreds.
What?
Excuse me. No, I got it. All right. I should have said that. Love you there, lay away.
Love you, Sunday.
Love you, Sunday Geyser. Amen. Mary, Pastor Rick, all y'all that stop on by. Phyllis K. Raymond and the Raymondites. Leanne Cottle and the Cottleites. Mary, Pastor Rick and the Pastor Rickites. The Timorites. The Icarites. The other Icarites. Here's some more Cottleites. The Smithites. The McDowellites. And the Al Bartonites. The Bartonites were here. The Angaroniites were here. And the Oxyites. That's a good one. The Smithites.
I don't know if that is good, though.
The Oxyites. Oh, the Gossites. The Francettiites. Bless you, Francetta. We love you. We really do. And we're glad you're part of us. And we're glad we're able to be here.
I was just thinking the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites. None of them were good. We don't want to be like
and
that.
The Alabamaites. All right. And the Michiganites. Now they just call them Michiganders. All right, guys. We sure do love you. Thanks for being here. I was just checking my
and
sign in.
Read the word here in 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be doing Read the Word. Now, let me say again how that's going to happen. All right? It's on YouTube. So if you want to be a part of Read the Word, we're going to be back on here in about 15 minutes. And watch the YouTube link. I don't know how it comes to you, but you should receive it in email or text or something. And we'll be on and we'll be reading the next four chapters of the book of Job. In the mighty name of Jesus. And make sure when you go to the YouTube page, you click. What do you have to click? Subscribe and hit the bell. And it helps if you like the page, but if you subscribe and hit the bell, then every time we go live, you'll get a notification. And you should get that notification early. As soon as I schedule the program, you should get a notification that it's going to be live. And all of a sudden, I'm not sure how that process works. But anyways, here we go. Father, help Jordan. Jordan, you show up to your mom. Now, in Jesus' mighty name. Love you, fellas. May God's richest blessings rest upon you. Blog Talk Radio, we sure do love you. Send me an email at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. We want to talk to you just like we talk to these people.